I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead in only a game, the world's richest athletes by sport and by country. But first, knuckleball pitcher Tim Wakefield was drafted in 1988 by the Pittsburgh Pirates, who thought he might become a Major League first baseman. A couple of seasons in the minors taught them otherwise, but in 1992, Wakefield made his debut on the Pittsburgh mound and went 8-1, and then he won two games in the World Series. For the past 16-plus seasons, the knuckleballer, whose autobiography titled Knuckler and written with Tony Maserati was published recently, has been pitching for the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. That's where I caught up with him after a recent rainout. I began our conversation by asking Tim Wakefield about a particular passage in Knuckler, the part where he says, "The knuckleball is me."
It's what got me here. It's what I've lived and died with. It's, you know, I ate it, I drank it, I slept with it. It is me.
He also writes, at an early age, Tim Wakefield learned the knuckleball could be a weapon, something used to fluster people, even to make them quit. And it's an interesting proposition. Is the knuckleball really more likely to make people quit than, say, a hellacious, you know, curveball or a fastball that comes in at 99 miles an hour?
Yeah, I think it frustrates guys more than somebody throwing 100 or throwing a really nasty curveball. I think what we meant by that quote was, you know, I used it as a weapon at a young age because I used to throw it to teammates or friends and they could never catch it. And
this is just playing catch.
This is just playing catch. And that's actually how I got recognized, is just playing catch. And, you know, it became my weapon. It became my source of survival, so to speak, that, you know, I was on my way out. I was going to be released. And my coach, Woody Heike, saw it in me, and it became what I needed to survive. I was a little reluctant to give up hitting after a little over a year trying to hit, and it wasn't my choice. They said either convert to a pitcher or you're going to get released. So I quickly changed my mind and my attitude at that point and started pitching and fell in love with it. You know, I had pitched in high school and never in college. I always wanted to be that big, strong, power-hitting first baseman that hits lots of home runs and all that stuff, but it quickly changed my mind.
Do you ever find yourself sitting in the bullpen or the dugout thinking, man, I'd like to just at least go out and take some batting practice?
Batting practice would be fun, but I do not miss hitting at all.
Plus, you might face a knuckleballer.
I have actually faced a knuckleballer. Tom Candiotti and I faced each other when I was with the Pirates in 1992, and it wasn't very fun trying to hit off him either.
You have been the beneficiary of numbers of tutoring sessions with the Negroes, or at least one of the Negroes. And I guess it's Phil Negro who said, knuckleball pitchers really have to be their own coach because pitching coaches don't really know what to do. You're shaking your head. Does that make you at all lonely in the bullpen? You can't go to the pitching coach for help, at least with the pitch you throw.
At times, it can get lonely, but for the most part, you want to rely on a pitching coach. And I've told all my pitching coach my checkpoints, my mechanics. If you see something that's out of whack, please let me know. But for the most part, I've been left alone, and, you know, through trials and tribulations, I figured out what works best.
Do you use film at all?
I have used film. I don't like to look at it too much because you start digging too deep and you might find something that you don't want to find. So I base everything on feel and timing.
What do you mean you don't want to find, like, your beard is coming in a little gray or something?
That might work, or, you know, I need a haircut or something like that. But, you know, you start tinkering too much with mechanics, and then your thought process when you're out there competing turns to your mechanics instead of what you're trying to do, is that's to make a good pitch and a quality pitch and get it out.
Just has to happen.
Just has to happen. You got to get out of your own way sometimes.
It strikes me that there's an illusion with a knuckleball pitcher. If you're in the stands watching a knuckleball pitcher throw and you're thinking, man, that thing is coming up there so slowly. I've been a fast-pitch softball player. I could hit that thing.
Yeah.
And yet we watch major league hitters struggle eternally with it. It's a curious sort of phenomenon. It really is.
And I think it helps with the fans relate to me more because they'll sit in the stands and watch me throw and look at the radar gun and it says 65. And they say the same thing you just said. It's like, wow, I could probably do that. An old knuckleballer said you had to have the mind of a Zen Buddhist and the fingertips of a safecracker to throw a knuckleball. And the mind part is very true because when you're facing the best hitters in the world, you have to rely on movement, and you have to have the courage to throw a pitch up there at 65 miles an hour and hopefully they swing and miss.
In the biography, you are characterized, and I'm quoting now, as willing as ever to fill a team need. But as this season has begun, and you've come into games with the Red Sox already behind 5 runs, behind 6 runs, whatever it might be, that can't be as much fun as it would be to start a game or come in with the game on the line?
No, and I consider myself a starting pitcher. That's because of the knuckleball and because of my versatility. I think it's maybe take it for granted a little bit at times. And I think any other knuckleball will tell you the same thing. Me as a starting, my biggest value as a starting pitcher is to give the club innings. And I think I've proven that over the past 17 years here, that when I'm in the starting rotation every 5 days, I'm going to give you 180 to 200 innings every single year. Unfortunately, with the situation here, we have 5 quality starters, and you know, I'm the odd guy out, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to try to help us win. If mop-up innings are it, then that's what I have to deal with. I mean, it's my job, and you know, I'm part of this team, and I'm trying to help us win another World Series.
It was interesting for me to read that you considered it one of the highlights of your career when you got a particular message on a particular day from Joe Torre. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was pretty special. You know, I'd always had respect for Joe, not only as a player, you know, growing up watching him play for the Atlanta Braves for such a long period of time, but also playing against him as the manager for the New York Yankees. And you respected how he ran his team and never really got a chance to talk to him, just to say hello to him on the field. And after the 03 season, you know, I gave up the homer to Aaron Boone to lose and pushed him into the World Series. The following year, we make the greatest comeback in sports history, being down 3-0. And during our celebration, the phone actually rang in the clubhouse. When I picked it up, it was Joe Torre. And he actually wanted to congratulate me personally that, you know, he's very proud of my body of work and that he's witnessed over the long time that he was a manager for the Yankees, and he wanted to wish me luck and tell me to have fun.
And this was a guy whose team had just gotten knocked out of it.
Yeah, that says a lot about Joe Torre. It shows a lot about his professionalism and the respect that he has for the game.
Tim, successful knuckleball pitchers can have very long careers. No question about that. The list is long of guys who've managed that. And I'm sure that you're very proud of the career that you are having. But I wonder what it's like to see everybody else in the clubhouse getting younger and younger each year.
There is a huge generation gap there, that's for sure. But, you know, I try to lead by example and not by my words. And if I can set a good example for a younger player, I'm more than happy to do that. And if they ever want to pick my brain, I'm always available in my locker for them to come talk about. You know, I can share some past experiences with them. You know, I've been through the ups and downs and the twists and the turns, and know what it's like to struggle and know what it's like to succeed, and how to maintain that steady walk through a career.
I want to thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
Tim Wakefield's book, Knuckler, My Life with Baseball's Most Confounding Pitch, written with Tony Maserati, is published by Houghton Mifflin. You can hear a longer edition of our conversation by visiting onlyagame.org and clicking on podcast.